Proclamation number 5380 of 3rd of May, 1952. Immutable will of God. Plan of salvation from eternity. God's will is unchangeable, and what he has proclaimed to people on earth through his word will come to pass because he is the eternal truth. And therefore his word can never be changed either, because God's wisdom always chooses the means which promise the most success, even if they remain unused due to the human being's free will. What God had foretold through seers and prophets must come and can only be stopped or postponed if people's will completely submits to divine will, which, however, God already foresaw from eternity is not happening and therefore also gave and could give the constant predictions until today. It is the time of the end, for a redemption period has expired, and this always necessitates an act of violence, the details of which were also predicted by people who, on divine instruction, enlightened their fellow human beings about it. The divine will is eternally fixed, for only rarely does a person approach him with the request to exercise mercy and to mercifully change his will. Such a request will also be granted, but even then the event which occurs in truth is still intended in God's eternal plan of salvation, because God knows everything and has also included such a case of granting in his plan, and thus his will nevertheless remains unchangeable. As far as people themselves are concerned, they often cause him to withdraw his will and leave people to their own devices for a short time, i.e., they can act by virtue of their free will in a way that is often completely contrary to God's will without being prevented from doing so. However, it is precisely such actions which cause God's will to manifest itself, albeit to the greatest sorrow of people who have brought this about themselves. Through their actions they have done something contrary to God's will, which from eternity determined the divine will to express itself. And because he knows from eternity everything people do and think in the individual redemption periods, because he knows if and when they will find the way to him and when they will oppose him. God can also determine the exact time when what he intends to do will happen. Yet it will never be announced to people, yet they will be informed if possible when his righteousness will come forth and he wants to restore his order on earth and in the spiritual kingdom. He will draw people's attention to the upheaval which will take place for everything spiritual on earth and in the universe, so that the eternal order will be restored, without which spiritual maturing is impossible. His will is unchangeable, and therefore you humans can safely expect the day which shall bring you the evidence that everything on earth has been planned since eternity, that although no one can state the day but you can all believe that it will come suddenly and unexpectedly, because everything will come as God has proclaimed through seers and prophets, because he, as an exceedingly perfect being, has recognized the necessity of it and thereby a new stage will be initiated for the benefit of all who have not yet reached the aim on earth. For God wants all his creations to be blessed. Amen.